Tyler, could you please begin the discussion?
Jacobson Cushman Food Bank, CCSD, March 5th, 2015.
San Diego Food Bank. It is a event down on the Embarcadero where they, this is the event's fourth year and is designed as a fundraiser for the Jacobson Cushman Food Bank. It is noted over and over again that they serve over 360,000 people per month and have 326 nonprofit partners. They have successfully produced this event for the past 4 years. This is going to be their first year expanding to a two-day event. There is evidence of increased attendance year over year. To professional quality, they have used a professional talent booker during all four of those years to book their music talent and have standing relationships with all of the major daily deal sites, including the San Diego Reader, the Union Tribune, and Groupon to assist with ticket sales. They have, towards capacity, they have a strong professional staff with high-level volunteers and outside contractors, including an events manager on staff to produce the event. Their request is $93,765,000.
That's nice sum. Let's see.
If we could just start with, I'd start with a budget question, mm-hmm. and a budget concern is, and this speaks to organizational capacity and good stewardship of public funds. If they can't do the request properly, they used the wrong year to calculate their request. They used FY15 instead of their FY16 numbers. So that is evidence towards their inability to properly steward the funds provided.
May I just ask a question? They have applied in the past?
They have, yes, and they've been funded.
Okay.
Is there someone clearly at the MBC? It says how much they make for their children, for the, like, for the nonprofit for feeding the
this.
Yeah.
They don't state that, but you can calculate the net for FY16 is $256,000, and the net for fiscal year 15 last year was $237,600. But that's just the difference in the column, so I don't know how that works out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On budget, it's this is certainly the by far the largest budget that we're being asked to consider here, and so it's I'm not as able in this case to ascertain whether or not the supplied numbers are valid or not. So that's kind of like a neutral comment on capacity of the organization. Noted some cutting and pasting in this application and repetition, and that, along with the plugging the wrong numbers in, demonstrates an organizational weakness. On go ahead.
I was going to note that their focus on their feeding the hungry mission, while commendable and definitely worthy of public support, is not applicable to the Commission for Arts and Culture. What we're talking about is funding a music festival, and there is a lack of description for project quality, artistic quality, organizational capacity to produce a music festival versus all of their other very commendable civic goals.
I agree, and in fact, their first stated goal is to increase hotel tax revenue, and overall, the focus seemed to be more business-minded than art and culture-minded, and so the very concept of arts and culture support seemed to be kind of plugged into just the simple fact that there was music at this venue. And so what does that really speak to? Is it perhaps the quality of the arts and culture that's being presented isn't demonstrated to be let me try again. And so funding a music festival just because it's music, because music would fall into the umbrella of arts and culture. I would want to understand more. Okay. There was the quality of the.
Not evidence or evidence?
There was no evidence of the quality of the. The artistic context and connection to the city of San Diego.
Okay, speak to the goals.
If I may jump in on goal number 5,
mm-hmm.
Their goal is to increase TOT revenue. Well, they say that 63.8% of the attendees stay in San Diego and in hotels. That number, with the base of their application being 6,000 attendees, is 3,828 individuals. That is higher than their narrative, where they say that 1,650, 21%, will be filling up 400 hotel rooms. So the lack of
consistency
on their narrative goals and their CCSD goal numbers not matching earlier is a lack of evidence of good stewardship and board capacity.
I'd like to address the goal and also agree with what you said and add additional comments about lack of evidence when you look at goal number 2, make arts and culture more available and accessible in neighborhoods. This is held out near the airport. It's not a really defined neighborhood community.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthening community by promoting neighborhood pride. Again, it's not a neighborhood that we're promoting. It does meet the TOT. It addresses a TOT goal. I don't think there's evidence that it's necessarily going to meet it based on your comments. I think it meets goal 6, is it providing opportunity, a place to live, visit, and do business in this music concert. I'm not sure it strengthens organizational capacity of a nonprofit art or cultural organization. So I think there's evidence lacking that it meets the goals of the commission.
On organizational capacity, as well as a link to their budget, they throw around the number $265,000 in media coverage at one point, adjusting it to 245 and another point of the narrative, so inconsistency across narrative. But also, they have $0 budgeted for in-kind. So are they paying for $265,000 worth of media coverage, or are they getting that donated? The lack of clear budget notes and consistency across the narrative goes to organizational capacity. It speaks ill of organizational capacity.
I agree. There's further another example of that is their stated goal three. They claim to have raised $135,000 last year, but their net that they presented up front was $237,000, which is $100,000 difference. So that also demonstrates organizational weakness. And so on project, I want to touch on project quality a little bit again. So it's a music festival that presents one particular style of music, and there isn't a narrative about like what makes that resonant here. I've already mentioned this. I'm repeating myself, so sorry about that.
Norma, do you have anything to add?
I just noted that in the beginning where it says what you learned from last year, they said that they learned they need to reduce their expenses, but then there's a reduction of expenses for next year, I think, but then it goes right back up past higher than last year, than 2014. So I think that's they're contradicting themselves. They should have not even put that.
Okay, so they're contradicting themselves, and what does that indicate?
A lack of
okay. Let's begin the scoring. Mr. Hughes.
2+.
Commissioner Rodriguez.
2+.
Ms. Dyer.
2+.
Commissioner Frank.
2+.
Whoa, hold
Wait,
on.
Non-material.
Hold on. Are there any non-material comments to offer to the Jacobs Cushman San Diego Food Bank?
Well, what they are, their their goal of increasing food security and serving 360,000 people every month is more than commendable. This project seems like they are applying to the commission for underwriting for their annual gala. It is not a it does not feel like a organic part of San Diego's arts and culture, but rather they're throwing a party to make money.
I concur.
I think that for my nonprofit brain, this is obviously non-material, right? So my first thing is, this is so expensive to put on, there's some way you could reduce it and then make more money for the food bank. And that's totally just non-material, not relevant at all, just my own.
On a non-material level, amen.
Okay. That concludes the review for Jacobs and Cushman San Diego Food Bank.